calls are coming up. And taking the debate coming up. A lot of big guests tonight. I can feel freedom rising across the planet. I can feel human liberty exploding. I can feel your will. Evil is in full panic mode right now. God is real. God is great. God is the compendium of the entire universe and beyond. And I want all of you to hear me now. The tectonic developments, culturally, spiritually, economically, has just begun. And it is your choice, spiritually now, which side you're going to be on that will predestine your entire future throughout the universe. Earth is only the launch point. The eye has not seen. The ear has not heard. The mind has not conceived what God has in store for us. You can feel it. You can see it. You can touch it. You can taste it. You know it in your very bones, the heart of your soul. Reach out to God and ask God to lead, God, and direct you. Ask God to sanctify you. Ask God to purify you. Reach out across the time-space continuum. Make the electrical connection to infinity and transcend Satan, the failed little g god of this world. We are living in such an incredibly historical time right now. Yes, these are the times that try men's souls, but it is the trying of the soul that makes us face reality and become what we really should be.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Over 300 radio stations join us. We got a break here in a few minutes, and we'll give the number out, take your calls. I'll give you my take on what's coming up with tonight's debate. We're only 7 hours and 57 minutes out from that, and I meant to have it in my stack this morning. I didn't give it to you guys. They just launched. I was just watching it, getting a cup of coffee during the break. The launch of that massive rocket with the astronauts, the first private spacewalk. They're also going to put the module deeper in space than anybody's gone with humans since the moon missions. And so I definitely want to get some of the HD of that. Musk has been putting it out and report on that a little bit later in the broadcast as well, because that's a big deal. So I'm going to give the toll-free number out right now and also give it out again when we come back. The lines will be full. First-time callers, fill up the phones, and then anybody else calling in after that, you could be a long-time caller, whatever. If you disagree, be sure and tell me, and I'll try to maybe even go around and go to you. By that, maybe the crew needs to put disagrees up front, because I sometimes don't read what the comments are. I just go to the calls in the order they come in. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Is the number to join us on this live Tuesday, September 10th debate. And again, I'll be honest. I love being on air and I love fighting tyranny, but I'm 50. And after I've already been on air 4 hours covering the DNC and stuff, I just couldn't stand it. The RNC was okay. It was still pretty good, so I could bear it and had some great parts. But man, I'm going to have plenty of energy tonight. I am fired up. In fact, I'm distracted by it. I mean, this is going to be crazy. I don't know how she's going to perform. So I'll talk about that when we join a bunch of stations in 60 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Be sure and follow us, and we'll have live stream tonight at Real Alex Jones on X and at InfoWars.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the big Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral blasted off in the early morning hours tonight on its deep space mission and spacewalk. There's a great video I forgot to send the crew. It's on my ex, Real Alex Jones, of Musk up on the gantry up there. It's like thousands of feet in the air as the sun sets, and you can see his excitement. This is a big deal. Musk has put more spacecraft into orbit and more satellites than everybody combined now in the United States in its history. So this is a massive industrial operation. And you can talk about the satellites and how they can surveil and stuff. That's part of it. But the point is the U.S. space program is back. And I believe we should be a spacefaring people. And we need to go to the stars. That is part of our mission as explorers. And we're basically in our egg right now. The Earth is just the launch point of human civilization. And I agree to a great extent with some of the things that even Jeff Bezos has said, that the Earth down the road will end up just being like a national park everybody visits. That's how expansionist will be. We need hundreds of billions of people, not hundreds of millions like the globalists want. I want to see a pro-human future. So here is the rocket, biggest in the world, blasting off.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Risking their lives on that big boy.
Copy, 1 Alpha.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
Stage 1 propulsion is nominal.
The globalists are always talking about, well,
plus 35 seconds into the Polaris Dawn mission, flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9 to new heights.
Power and telemetry nominal.
And we're throttling down in preparation
down
for Max-Q. Next call out, the vehicle supersonic. And there on the left side, we've got
Falcon
the Polaris Dawn crew.
Supersonic.
Thumbs up from the pilot on the left side there.
Max Q.
We're throttled back
throttle
up to power.
1 Bravo.
And we heard the call out, 1 Bravo.
Copy, 1 Bravo.
That just tells the crew what would happen should they need to initiate anything. But right now, everybody making nominal call-outs.
This is the equivalent of Christopher Columbus.
Nice views from the ground.
And those camera. Three little ships he came across the Atlantic Ocean in.
Impact chill is underway.
What, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
Now we've begun the final chill of the second stage engine in preparation for its activity.
And now look at everything we built.
At about T plus 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
It's going to be easier to colonize space than what the ancients did colonizing the world. They have separation.
2 minutes into flight. Everything continues to look good. We'll have, in half a minute, three major activities. Shutdown of the 9 Merlin 1D engines. Stage separation.
Stage throttle down.
And then ignition of the second stage engine.
That looked like separation earlier, but
constant
it wasn't.
Acceleration now for the crew just below 4 Gs.
Must been the engines cutting power.
See, we're coming up 70 kilometers. Preparing for MECO.
Main engine cutoff.
2 Alpha.
Stage separation confirmed.
Got it. 2 Alpha.
We have separation. You got schizophrenics online that think this is all fake.
You can tell by the cheers behind us and the views on your screen. The first stage booster now on its way to attempt landing on Just Read the Instructions.
In 1970s, the Pentagon could shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. It's all real, folks. See everything else you see around you. The drones, the self-driving cars. We made it all.
Thumbs up there. Excuse me, from pilot Scott Kid Poteet.
All right, let's stop there because I want to go to your calls, 877-789-2539. First-time callers. We're talking about the debate tonight coming up in just a little over 7 hours. We'll be live straight on through the day. We started off at 8 a.m. With American Journal. And then we've got, boy, that went viral today. Big show. Just happened to notice that. It's always big, but it really went viral today. Great job, the crew, host. And then the Alex Jones show's right now. 3 p.m. I go off the air. Owen takes over. It's always power-packed with info and guests and calls. And then at 6 p.m., I'll be back here. I'm doing Benny Johnson's show for a little while, but it'll be Owen and Chase. And then I'll be in here at 6:45 or so. And then I got a bunch of big guests coming on, an analysis right up until 8 p.m., and then we'll be streaming the debate. You'll find it at Real Alex Jones on X. If you're not on X, just go to Infowars.com/show. And here's the thing. Share it with your email list. Share it with your text message. Share it with your friends, your family, strangers. And say, hey, the debate's going to be huge tonight. They're saying it's going to have record viewers. Everybody I know is watching it. My mom says everybody she knows is watching it. And we're going to be here with limited commentary. But we'll be calling out any shenanigans. And then we'll be tracking the corporate media who, here's the big takeaway. So let me start telling you what I believe is going to happen. There's so many angles to this. Trump is going to hit her because he's been training, not in classical debate where you actually have a debate with each other, but with Tulsi Gabbard's a lot of time. And I confirm that he knew she was and liked her, but now that he spent a bunch of time with her, he really likes her. He's like, well, I might have had her for VP. But he loves Kennedy too, but now he's all over her. He just thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread. The more time you spend with her, reportedly, that's what happens. She's really smart and nice. And has destroyed the Democratic Party. She's really effective, just as effective as RFK Jr. And he's extremely effective at liberals going, what's wrong with you? You're pro-war? You're pro-pedophilia? You're pro-open borders and mass crime and burning everything down? Well, what's your problem? But she, in fact, let's do this. I didn't think to do this. There's a lot of compilations of this. Some are like 10 minutes long. I don't want one of those. Get like a 3-minute compilation of Tulsi Gabbard's destroying Kamala. Tulsi Gabbard's destroys Kamala at Democrat debate. It seems like a million years ago, but it was a year and a half ago. And they had those debates. Remember, Harris was pulling at 2%, and after Tulsi got a hold of her, she went down to like 0.5% in polls. All the polls, she didn't get 1%, and then she dropped out, never getting one vote in the primaries that came later. And so Trump is going to go after her on the fact that she put a bunch of innocent people in prison. She knew were innocent. If parents had a kid that missed one day of school, she'd try to throw him in jail. She started that national trend. And then when she was the attorney general, she was even worse in California than when she was the DA in San Francisco. And she would particularly had a venomous behavior towards black people who were nonviolent. And it's she was famous when she was the DA. I was covering her. And then she was really famous for being just Mrs. Police State when she was the Attorney General of California. And then when she was the VP pick of Biden, she suddenly was bailing out people that were burning down buildings and shooting at cops and, you know, helping fund the bail programs. Totally Soros, so flip-flopped. She's a monster. But I remember when she was the Attorney General, it's got to be like 8 years ago this was breaking. You had those undercover pro-life journalists connected with LifeSite and a bunch of groups who would go in and caught the universities buying babies that were still alive, quote, still beating hearts for their experiments. And they would also catch them with undercover videos of them trying to, you know, I want a Ferrari, I want to sell more baby parts. That was totally legal under the First Amendment. Investigative journalism. She put them in jail for years and gave them multi-million dollar fines. I mean, this woman is a monster. So that's the first thing. We should talk about what I think Trump's going to do versus what he should do. He'll hit her on the border, and he's hit her on the human trafficking, the 325,000 missing children in slave labor and sex slavery, and that she was the border czar. He needs to hit her on being a total police state thug, and that Trump has a record of trying to decriminalize marijuana and let nonviolent offenders out so violent ones can be kept in, which I agree with, and that she doesn't, that she's a total fraud. He should hit her on never visiting the border but once. He should hit her on hiding in the basement and only doing one interview since she was installed. He should also go after her on the fact that you didn't get one vote in the primary. You were installed. A lot of experts believe that's even illegal. But he should say, I bet when you do a bad job tonight, they talk about replacing you again, which they're actually talking about. Vivica's warned will happen. I've warned about it as well. And he should also go after her on the fact that you want to ban assault rifles. That's any semi-automatic gun. You know, do you know only 100-something people die a year in mass shootings at schools, and most of those are gang-related? It's still too much. But you guys lied about my VP, J.D. Vance, when he said, it's terrible, we got to stop it. We can't just let this be a fact of life, these mass shootings. But you and your surrogates put out that he said, I don't care about mass shootings, it's a fact of life. You're a liar. You're a fraud. You lied and said inflation was lower under you than it is under me, and he should have that number. Roughly 3 to 4 times, it's varied. And she's going to talk. She doesn't want the CNN rules where the mics are turned off. And it's apples or oranges. You can debate it square around or whatever you want, but she doesn't want the mic turned off because she's going to be throwing mindless little one-liners in that the media can say, ooh, dunked on Trump. So know this. They'll declare her the winner. That's the number one thing. But the Washington Post, the New York Times, AP, they all reported that there are no Haitians doing any crimes or eating your cats or dogs or geese or chickens or ducks. Now, of course, we got videos of it. It's in the police reports. We have the squad car footage. We have the body cam footage. I mean, we have the insurance rates more than doubling with the Haitians driving around without driver's license, just wrecking. The police are just told, just let them go. It's Sanctuary City. And they just say it's not true. It's the same thing here. The CNN, MSNBC, they're all going to say, in my view, that Kamala won and won handily. If she didn't show up, they would say that. And that's why you see Pelosi saying Trump yesterday, Trump's scared. He won't even show up. When Trump's the opposite, he can't wait to get up there. He has ice water in his veins. And I don't, you know, if Trump's too hard on her when she's being vicious, they'll say, oh, he's being mean to a woman. Nobody cares about that. She's up there, you know, on the stage, and she's been installed because she's a puppet, not because she's a woman. And then you got Drudge, J.D. Warren's blacks eating cats in his home state of Ohio, where he's a senator. He didn't say blacks are eating cats. He said third world, beyond third world Haitians are eating cats. Put it back on screen, please. Blames Haitians. MAGA turns macabre. Well, Drudge, you used to be the number one site out there for news, but you really helped us out at InfoWars. But whatever went on with you, if you want to know what the Democrats are thinking and doing, you go to Drudge. I appreciate the link last week to our AI story. That was nice, Drudge. I don't even know. I haven't heard from Drudge in years. When he hung it up on X and deleted his account and it totally flipped, he put a nice thing up about me and Lana Del Rey. That was his last tweet about me and Lana Del Rey. I basically said, I love you guys. Goodbye. I'm very touched by that. Whatever that is, me and Drudge never dated. It was kind of a sweet thing to say, but where is Drudge? He hadn't been heard from in like 6 years or 5 years, 4 years. Yeah, about four and a half. So, I mean, you look at that. I mean, you got the Haitians running around foaming at the mouth. It's basically like Day of the Dead in Haiti. I mean, you cannot exaggerate how bad Haiti is, but I'm digressing. And I've got all that news I want to go through as well. But Biden's marijuana pardons don't cover hundreds of Kamala Harris had convicted. Not hundreds. Stout. When she was attorney general, she's even worse. Here's how Kamala Harris really prosecuted marijuana cases. You got to go read these articles viciously. Got a ounce of marijuana, 5 years in prison. Last known Californian in prison for federal cannabis charges, released it for 15 years, put in jail by Kamala Harris. Mandatory minimum sentences of California, what you need to know about Kamala Harris. She was enthusiastic. Remember when California was like one of the worst states for marijuana? Kamala Harris has evolved a marijuana policy. Here's how. Trump says on Truth Social, I have personally stated I believe it's time to end needless arrests and incarcerations of adults for small amounts of marijuana for personal use. We must also implement smart regulations while providing access to adults for safe tested products. As a Floridian, I will be voting yes on Amendment 3 in November. As president, we will continue to focus on research to unlock the medical uses of marijuana, which is incredible, to secure Schedule 3 and work with Congress to pass common sense laws, including safe banking for state authorization companies and supporting state rights to pass marijuana laws like Florida that work so well in for the citizens. Now, here's the issue, and I said this on Joe Rogan about 7 years ago. It became a big national story. Alex Jones says George Soros is making the marijuana stronger. I was going off mainline studies going back 30 years ago. Soros began to fund genetic engineers. He was one of the main funders. Other groups did it as well, to create marijuana that's different. And I'm not the expert, but here's the gestalt. There's indica and sativa, and they both do different things. One makes you relax, want to eat a bunch of food. The other makes you think, but also can make you kind of paranoid. And, I know I'm somebody that really never has fear. I have fear of failure, fear of the tyrants winning, but it's not like I'm scared. I'll be out at the family ranch, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and I love walking by myself in the deep woods at night. And I won't even usually take maybe a flashlight in case I need it, but if the moon's out, I won't. And there's something even cooler about not even taking a gun with you because it's lighter, and I'm not going to really, and so I like, it's that primitive thing of not even having a weapon. And I'll go for a two-hour walk, into the woods. But I'll also walk when it's pitch black, and I can just follow my dad's property's mainly, sand in the woods, so I can see the sand path barely, and just your eyes open up for a while. The night vision gets better and better. It's just, you're high. I do it. And I've had buddies over some of the years, or high school friends, hey, let's go for a walk in the dark. And they're like, this is spooky. After about 30 minutes, let's go back. I don't like this. They're hearing sounds and stuff. My point is that I don't scare easily. But I am absolutely just horrified for our children. It's a different type of fear. It's like a responsibility of letting people in power. But the point was about marijuana is that I smoke marijuana literally maximum a few times a year. And it's always with Joe Rogan because he always has the right kind of stuff that doesn't make me feel paranoid or crazy or like I want to just sit there and eat a gallon of ice cream. And one hit off of it, and it's like, it's amazing. And then I'll try other people's marijuana over the years, and it's just And one time I smoked some about 10 years ago, and I'm just like, I felt my heart beating. I thought I was going to, I was all looking through the blinds and paranoid. And the reason I raise this is I know a lot of people, some of them very close to me, that became artificial schizophrenics. You know, they weren't schizophrenic because of genetics or whatever. They were schizophrenic the same way people that worked in clothing manufacturing 200 years ago were. They called mad as a hatter because they would dry out and stain and do processes on things, on like, you know, say a beaver hat with mercury. And they'd be called mad as a hatter because the people that worked there for a long time became aggressive and crazy. That makes you aggressive and crazy and then kills you. Marijuana now today is causing massive, basically schizophrenia. And now it's admitted. But now when I said it 7 years ago on Joe, people didn't know about it. Oh, he's crazy. But now you type in marijuana linked to mental illness, marijuana linked to schizophrenia, marijuana linked to, and I have had people that I know well, and one person that worked here, no, actually two, over the last, these two cases both happened in the last 16 years. One of them was about 14 years ago, and then one of them was about 4 years ago. And both these people smoked dope all the time. They were video editors. They didn't do it at the office, and I was just like, that's how it is with video editors. They'd come in stoned in the morning, go out to lunch, get stoned. We had to work late. You know, they were just stoned out of their gourd. And one of them started thinking we had microphones hidden in his office. And then he decided that David Knight was really a reptile. I swear to God, really an alien. And we had a state rep here, and he refused to work. I told people, that guy's a lizard. And then he just went completely nuts and basically quit. And is now completely out of his gourd. And there was another employee that got super paranoid and left. And then I didn't even follow the guy, but people later asked me, they're like, hey, this guy is on his website saying that you sent a bird to his chimney to talk to him. And I went and looked on his thing, and he was saying, Alex Jones is harassing me. Alex Jones has sent a bird to talk down my chimney. And then his dad died of a heart attack, and he told people I killed him. Never even met his dad. So, I mean, that's marijuana. These people were normal and smart and nice, and whatever the marijuana was that started coming out made them insane. So, young people, don't do it. It's, if it's medical or it's from a doctor or it's a certain type, but just I mean, even Snoop Dogg stopped smoking marijuana. All right, I said I was talking about the debate, but I just digressed. And you know, I tell these stories because that's the best way to reach young people. It's not saying, if you ever smoked that, you're going to die, or don't you ever touch that, blah, blah, blah. Instead, it's like, it could be laced with fentanyl. A lot of people die like that. Plus these off, you know, label vapes that keep killing people. And I'm just telling folks, prescription drugs on average, psychotropics will destroy your life. The illegal drugs will destroy your life. Stay away from it. Don't take a pill if somebody gives it to you saying it's ecstasy. Almost all of it is spiked with fentanyl. Do not get close to it. There it is. Big study. Young men at higher risk of schizophrenia linked to cannabis use disorder. That's even a disorder now. National Institutes of Health, U.S. government. Believe me, I don't need to read a study. I got a lot of friends and family that have got young people in their family that were top of their class, and now they're ruined by marijuana. Now, CBD is the good stuff that doesn't get you high at all, and it's magic. The plant's incredible. And, you know, the stuff we had in high school, take a few hits, go watch a movie, was kind of fun. I was never a pothead, but the new stuff is dangerous. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible. And it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. Obviously, silver is doing way better than gold in growth, and is way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce, right? So this is why
they've
central banks
they've got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh. So silver, historically, the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all-time highs, silver does better than gold. So silver grows faster. And there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
No, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Pontificating off into marijuana and stuff, I just start thinking about how bad it is and how many people it's hurting. And again, it's because all these big companies, including biotech companies, for 30 years have been squirreling with it and jacking with it. And it is something completely different than it was. It's like they've taken wheat. Nobody had gluten intolerance 30 years ago. And now they've genetically changed it and then spray it with all these different poisons like glyphosate. Not when it's growing out of the ground so bugs don't eat it and then it dissipates. They spray it a week before they harvest it because it makes fungus not grow, and then you eat the damn stuff. But it's a lot of things. I'm looking to get them as sponsors. There's a big company in Utah that supplies high-end Italian restaurants. I learned about this through a guy that owns an Italian restaurant. I've gotten some of it, and my daughter has gluten intolerance. She's a 7-year-old. She doesn't get it from this. And it's old, original seeds from Italy that grows the wheat they were eating 1,000 years ago. So again, they're manipulating these plants, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to shift gears out of that. Trump needs to also hit Kamala tonight during the debate about how she tried to put forward three plans with Biden that she pushed to, quote, end the border problem by totally opening the border and legalizing all illegals. She finally posted, as you know, yesterday, her policies, and it's exactly what Biden's been doing and what she's been saying, just worse, and it totally legalizes all the illegal aliens. Anyone who, quote, crosses the border illegally. Someone asked listeners, What other tricks do you think she'll pull? And when she has a disastrous performance, the corporate media will try to prop her up and say she won, but when the public doesn't buy it, like they did with Biden, will they try to replace her? And you're like, well, that's crazy. We're only 55 days out. Everything's crazy. They stole the election for Biden, wouldn't let anybody run against him in the primaries that was serious, that didn't drop out, and then installed her. That's what happens when countries go corrupt. They start replacing leaders every few months. And yeah, now the new policy she put out is literally plagiarized. It's just Biden's platform, word for word. Well, because it's the same group. It's not plagiarized. It's run by Obama and the globalist. 877-789-2539. The phones have been loaded. 877-789-2539. And as soon as we go through these calls, I will take more calls for longtime callers, you name it. Right now, it's first-time callers in the first bank of calls. We got Brennan, Sean, Scott, Dave, Derek, Melissa, Crystal, Nick, Roxanne, and others. And Dave in Arizona is first. He thinks that Kamala will win tonight. Okay, tell me, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, I disagree with what's flowing around in the conservative circles. And thank you again for all you do. I'm glad I found you in May of this year. So I don't think she'll pull this chameleon stuff. I think she'll be candid about what she wants to do, this nihilist Marxist approach, because they control the lamestream media. And I think that what will end up happening, because it seems every 20 minutes they need a narrative change, right? We need the newest, hottest story. It'll be that Biden pardons Hunter and then resigns, and she's the 47th president. And then they'll have the lamestream media will have the narrative, contrary to what other people are thinking. She'll be the first black president, according to them. And they'll say when people went in to pull the lever, they couldn't vote for a convicted felon. And congratulations, she got a full term as president.
That's what Roger Stone is most concerned about. And so, yeah, they could dump her, but I think you're right, and that's why I love taking calls. There's a very good chance that'll make her look presidential, and they'll say, oh, it's the first woman president, and because of that, they'll say, well, we've got to elect her now, and that'll be the excuse to steal it, and they think that will still convince us that she really won. That's why they had to get rid of Biden, because nobody would believe if he stole it the second time. I think you're dead on. In fact, I'm glad you called, because that's really what Roger's saying, and I don't know why I didn't say that. That's why we take your calls. What else do you want to say?
Well, I'm here in State 48. I've been boots on the ground since 2019 when they started impeaching President Trump. I wasn't originally a President Trump fan. I voted against Hillary in 2016, so in fact, I voted for him. But I wasn't a Trump guy from day one. But I saw the whole of government corruption, and that's what every story is now, Alex. And you and your crew pointed out so well. All the stuff with the illegals in Ohio and Colorado, it's to destroy our way of life, and it's all intentional, because what they want to do is they want to pit different classes of people, illegals versus American citizens at the low end of the economic structure, against each other, so we take our eyes off of our psychopathic overlords. And here in Arizona, we have problems with our GOP party. They were in control in 2020, 2021, 2022. We have an installed governor in 2023, but they made no reforms to our election laws. So they will steal State 48. Carrie Lake and the rest of them didn't win in 2022 because they continue to steal our voices and our votes. It's not really about President Trump or Carrie Lake for me. It's about me. I have any representation here, sir. Thank you.
Great call. Really scary points that I have to say is a real probability. I think you nailed it. Thank you. He nailed it, didn't he? That's why we take your calls. Most of the time, callers are smarter than I am because I've known when he's saying is true, and then he just said it. I'm like, oh, I didn't say that. That's why we take your calls. Derek in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My prediction is that the debate won't happen. A few weeks ago, honor the vision that I had, the specific words, and it was pretty powerful as it showered me with it, opened doorways, and I had tears falling down my cheeks for like 15 minutes. And the words were, the nuke is in Delaware. The nuke is in Delaware. So my prediction is that it's a travesty what's going to happen, because what's his name will beat what's her name in this debate. And it will not just beat her, but shred her if the debate is allowed to happen. In fact, probably the best case scenario is to allow the debate to happen. That's what I pray for, is that this debate will happen and that my vision doesn't happen and we merge into a reality of a peaceful.
Have you had visions that come true before?
Oh, yeah. And dreams. They're in my family. It's a genetic trait that goes back through my mother through many, many generations.
Mine too, to a certain extent. So, expanding on that, I have warned that they could set a nuke off and kill Biden or Trump and blame Iran and launch World War III, then activate sleeper cells, and Iran will actually attack, but that the globalists will actually attack and use that to bring in a total collapse in martial law. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I didn't have a vision of that, but I politically have been warning of that. I hope you're wrong. We're going to find out in the next 7 hours here, buddy.
Yep, I hope I'm wrong, too. And I, in fact, if the debate does go down and it happens to be a total shredding of Kamala, it's still not too late for them to pull these things out.
Well, that's the thing. God also gives us visions of possible futures so we can speak to it and stop it.
And that's my prayer. Well, I have a brother who had plans to go to that area this next week, and he canceled his plans based on this. So maybe it was a personal vision for a family member. But anyone who's hearing this, if I were in Delaware right now, I'd get the freak out and get the central states, Arizona, Utah, Idaho.
All right. Thank you for the call. And I'm on record saying this. I could see it politically going on. So you can say it was my subconscious and then did it. But I saw the towers on fire. I talked about this 20 plus years ago. And I went on air, not in July. That's the clip that's popular. I went on the air in April and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame Bin Laden and invade the Middle East. And Chase Geisler's actually found that clip. And so, but maybe it's a collective unconscious, because I didn't know they were making a Lone Gunman episode of exactly that happening at the same time that aired right before 9/11. And then I didn't see it because I didn't really watch a lot of entertainment TV. I watch almost none now. And then after 9/11, people, and back then the internet didn't have clips everywhere. There was very few video clips, little short clips on like CNN, ABC News. They were like 10 seconds because the bandwidth cost so much. And so it wasn't a few months into 9/11. After 9/11, I got a VHS tape in the mail so we could play the audio on air. And we did have a document cam shot that would put out like Limbaugh did and like Art Bell did, where, you know, every second or two, you know, the bandwidth wasn't too much. You'd have like a shot of what you were showing. So I had that. But I could air the audio on the show, and I was like, I didn't know the Lone Gunman spinoff of the X-Files had a whole episode about hijacking a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center to collapse the tower and blame Afghanistan and invade them. And then I talked to Chris Carter later, and he said, no, the CIA told us to do that production. And he told Vanity Fair that. Or was it Variety? It was Variety. So if you're a new listener and you're hearing this, you can look this up. I mean, this sounds nuts. So I never saw that. No one told me that. I was just seeing the evidence and what was going on. They bombed the World Trade Center before the feds had and cooked up the bomb and ordered them to carry it out. And I'd had Ahmad Salam, the guy that blew the whistle and tried to stop it, the head FBI informant on. And so I knew they wanted to get rid of the towers, and I was seeing a lot of programming, and they were saying Bin Laden's about to get us. But then I had dreams of the smoking, burning towers, not of planes. And so when it happened, I was like, whoa, and I predicted it months before perfectly. So this stuff's real. I hope he's wrong. I hope a nuke doesn't go off in Delaware. Yeah, there's even TV Guide. The September 11th parallel, nobody noticed. March of 2001, to be exact, episode 151 of The Gunman premiered with an episode featuring a terrorist plot to fly a commercial airline into a World Trade Center. The climactic sequence actually shows the plane heading into one of the Twin Towers, but at the last minute pulled upward, just missing the building. Shockingly, this horrifying bit of foreshadowing was never widely reported until Thursday, when industry newsletter The Mirror's Report broke the story. How is it that virtually no one remembered this post 9/11? I know. I've been wondering. So, yeah, that was the thing. Back then, there wasn't instant stuff on YouTube or Twitter. YouTube didn't exist. And so I had listeners, I remember, calling in, did you see the X-Files? Like, no, they'd tell me about it, but it would just be a rumor. Kind of like, I've been on air since it happened that morning. I hadn't eaten yet. There was a pizza place a half mile from the house. I ordered the pizza. Back in the old day, called on the phone. Got in the car. It's like 4, whatever it was, right when they blew up Building 7. And CBS News still had CBS Radio. It was on 590 AM, station I've been on as a host. That's what I had it. And I'm driving up and I'm eating the pizza driving home. I remember sitting there in the parking lot. And again, didn't have phones back then that recorded. I recorded it. And I'm eating the pizza. To young people I know hear this stuff. They go, how is it you didn't record it? How is it you didn't put it on? That stuff didn't exist. Unless you had it ready and had a camera ready. And I'm sitting there eating that delicious sausage and pepperoni pizza. Still remember it. But burned in my memory. Pavlovianly. And I'm sitting in the parking lot of my house eating the pizza. And I'm listening to CBS. And they're like, they're going to bring down 7 with controlled demolition so it doesn't hurt other buildings. They're going to control demolition here in just a few minutes. And then, okay, the building has fallen. They've destroyed the building. And I go in there and say, well, they just said they blew up a building. Have anybody heard about that? And it wasn't 3 years later that they decided to archive it all on NBC. And boom, we had the videos. So, I mean, I could play clips of you on CBS, CNN, BBC saying they're going to blow the building up. And then PBS. And then I interviewed the people that were there, in the cops and firemen that were there. I found them, got them on the show, who heard the countdown. Get back, they're blowing it up, they're blowing it up. So back then, for until after 9/11, way after, no one even pointed out, hey, there was an X-Files show with like 10 million viewers about this. I'm digressing. It just shows how the mind works. You see, that's how they can manipulate us, because most people don't even pay attention week to week, day to day. A month ago is 1,000 years ago. You're trying to tell them, hey, they admitted in 1945 they started putting fluoride in the water that it causes brain damage. And then it came out a month ago. The government goes, we've always known, big deal, we're going to keep doing it. Reuters, AP. And you still tell somebody and they laugh at you. Because, oh, yeah, the government's putting something in the water to hurt me. You know, it doesn't sound real. But it is. Just like the head of the British government task force on the shot, Bauer, at the Crick Institute, saying, yeah, it raises your immune system. It's going to be great for business. People won't have immune systems anymore. You'll have to give them shots for everything. You're like, what? And he said it almost 4 years ago. And now it's happened. I mean, yeah, there I am. I later interviewed the star of the Lone Gunman show. One day he just shows up at my door. And, of course, he'd been big on the X-Files as well, but all of a sudden... He calls me, he goes, hey, I found out where you live. Can I come over today? And I said, yeah, hell, an hour. Boom. And here he comes to my door. And I go, well, come on the show tomorrow. And he came on the show. I forget his name. What is it? Dean Haglund. Yeah, and how the CIA planted the story on him. I mean, I've talked to these people. I'm not, you're a new listener. Like, oh, yeah, you talked to the head of the X-Files, Chris Carter. And, oh, yeah, you had the host of the X-Files on telling him, oh, yeah, sure you did. Yeah, folks, I did it all. I'm not making up damn thing here. I wish I was. I wish this wasn't true. God almighty. It's weird as you get older. I always heard as you get older, you get more and more nostalgic. And by nostalgic, it's just, you start, all the crazy experiences, you start, because I've always lived in the present and the future. But I just can't help more and more live in the past. I still live like 20% in the past, but I used to not live the past at all. Like, I never used to think back to memories of stuff other than was news. And now I'm just, like, having all these great memories when I was a kid and fishing with grandpa, grandma. Anyways, I digress. The debate's coming up, folks. The debate's coming up in 7 hours and 11 minutes. Live coverage starts now. Been going today. But 6 p.m. Central, share those links for the live feed of the debate at Real Alex Jones, band.video, and infowars.com/show. Because I'm not jealous and I'm not in competition, but we only had 5-6 million viewers when we covered the Trump Biden debate, and Jack Posobiec got 16 million. I don't care. I actually love it. But I want him to get 50 million and I want to get 20 million. And that's up to you to share those links and say, hey, here's the live coverage and analysis of all this happening. Okay. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. I'm sorry. I'm ranting. Melissa in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. This is Melissa from North Carolina. Thanks for giving us a voice.
Thank you.
My ex account is looking for parts. I've been a Trump supporter since 2016. I am MAGA, never strayed away. My talking points are is that Kamala can't think and talk at the same time. and that she shows signs that she has, like, ADD. She bounces around, swings her head around, all that laughing and talking. So my point is I think she's going to be hyped up on Adderall. And I think she's going to try that, those one-line zingers. Then she's going to go online and be like, look what I did, girlfriend, to, you know, low IQ women. And she's going to use the women thing. I'm a woman. So I said no.
I totally agree.
No.
And look, I don't know what she's on, but if you were a cop and pulled her over, she either looks super depressed and on depressants and alcohol part of the time, and other times she's glowing. I mean, at the DNC, she was lit up like a Christmas tree. Did you see that?
Yes, and I was a cop, and most of my career was in the county jail, and we had a super big facility. So I dealt a lot with people on different types of drugs, and her actions to me shows someone that is ADD, her mind bounces around, she's uncomfortable when she speaks, like she's not in her own skin, then she starts cackling and laughing at everything because she doesn't really know what to say. Her talking points, she is a Marxist, she's a communist, she feels that every person that lives the American dream should have their money taken away from them that they worked hard for and distributed out to everyone. We have seen through generations that does not work. When you do that, what you do is you give the government all the money. They have our $7 trillion budget already. We see what they are doing with that money. So if they get a hold of Elon Musk's money, they get a hold of Facebook's money, they get a hold of Amazon's money, we are screwed because they will have complete and utter control. We will be in lines begging for food.
Perfectly said, Melissa. Thank you. Go ahead, finish your point.
She is that one. This is the big thing. One interview that she reads over and over again, it's like Shazam. You have 50% chance of being the president of the United States. That's a good gig if you can get it.
Well, they want her because she's a dangerous puppet that's full of compromises. We'll do exactly what she's told. Thank you so much for the call, Melissa. You know, I was thinking about when I was driving into the office this morning what I wanted to say first, and she just said it. And we know this. I mean, we can talk for hours about their statements, their facts, the Cloward and Pimmons, just one example. You can't take down an open, free, populist, even quasi-capitalist country. We're a crony capitalist country with a lot of socialism and communism mixed in. So some Americans live a capitalist life but have their money siphoned off. Others are either bureaucrats or government people and live off of it. More and more people become lazy, don't want to work. That's all true, too. So the workers just work harder. But the globalists do want to shut down society because they control the fiat currency. They can buy it all up because they want control. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but they want to collapse it. That's why they're bringing in the drugs and opening the borders and not prosecuting hardcore criminals, because that will bring down a society. And that will give up hope. And you'll just get used to crime and homelessness and needles and feces. I mean, just 5 years ago, Austin was super clean, hardly any homeless. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And I get up a lot early in the morning, and I'm out on the road a lot by 6 a.m., doing stuff. And I mean, at least once a week, some psycho runs out in front of me. Central Austin, West Austin, South Austin. I've had homeless people three times the last couple of weeks run out in front of me. One time with a baseball bat with his shirt off, basically phone. He turned towards my car and I slow down and he just looks at me like a zombie, like, with a baseball bat in his hand, drooling. And I'm just like, I mean, it was just so intense. This morning, I'm driving, and I mean, I see this woman in Daisy Duke shorts. They're like panties, you know, short. You know, they're shorts, not panties, but they're thin panties. And I mean, she had an amazing figure from the back. Beautiful back, beautiful arms, short hair. And I drive by her, and I look at her face. She looks like an 80-year-old woman with crazy eyes. I mean, folks, it is Looney Tunes. I was talking to my buddy going on a hike Sunday. And he's out in the middle of nowhere with his dog, and all of a sudden, this is on the hike and bike trail in the middle of nowhere. He was telling me where she was at. This is the middle of nowhere. And this gorgeous woman with camo all over walks out 50 feet in front of him and looks at him and just walks naked into the woods. And he said, he's a Navy SEAL, former Navy SEAL. He later, next time he was down there, decided to go back and look. And it's these giant homeless camps, but there's also normal people that go. And then he talked to them and they said, oh, we come here and we party and take drugs on the weekend. So I guess it's a thing with women. They go to like these crazy psycho camps and take hard drugs. This was early in the morning. He saw her. So, I mean, this is just crazy, folks. This is crazy. And he said she was gorgeous. I mean, what is that? A naked woman with camo paint all over in the middle of nowhere. I mean, where we were at was like a mile from a road, 2 miles from a road or houses with cliffs. And there's naked women running around out there. I remember like 5-6 years ago, I talked about it. I was down on Barton Creek in the middle of nowhere with my kids, and the creek was running, and I saw, and I knew what they were right away, Guatemalan Indians. They weren't even Hispanic. With their Guatemalan, you know, they wear little weaved hats and everything, and they had tin cans with string on it, fishing and catching fish with a fire. I guess they got here and have been sent somewhere since then. I mean, they're just Guatemalan mountain Indians, just on the green belt. Total cuckoo world. Meanwhile, you tell people that, oh, that's not happening. The hell it isn't happening. I saw it with my own eyeballs. So stuff's going, so civilization's falling apart, folks. Your kid may be playing video games all day and eating Hot Pockets and, you know, and Ritalin. Okay, that's bad enough. What are they running around the woods naked on LSD or whatever the hell they're on? All right, we're going to break. I didn't do a good job taking calls this hour, but your calls were all superlative. I'm going to take all the calls that are on the board and more, 877-789-2539. Next hour, remember, all this operation takes money, and I need money to fight the enemy, and we can get shut down easily. I know we get shut down, boy. There's going to be plenty of people wanting to give me money then. I'm not just saying this. I need your help. God keeps you right on E, whatever. DrJonesNaturals.com. Love you, God. It's in your plan, whatever. But I'm asking listeners, we got great products. Next Level Financial Energy, all the nano silver products, so many other great supplements. DrJonesNaturals.com. I want to thank you all for your support and a lot of big sales and amazing products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, InfoWars MD, and more. All discounted. Sales about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.